Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. We welcome in our guy, Ed Bouchette. Black and Gold Uncensored brought to you by your local Nissan dealers. Ed, a very good morning to you. Snowy morning. How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Colin and Chris.
Don't go anywhere, Ed. That's the big point today. You know, there's nowhere you need to be. You don't need to be anywhere today.
Car's staying in the garage.
Good move. Good move. All right, Mike Tomlin, after last night's game, seemed to, and maybe this is just a method of good sportsmanship or whatever, he seemed to imply that, well, the Chiefs were just so much better. And is it okay to take that as an accurate statement but also say the Steelers did themselves absolutely no favors at all? Like, is the truth in the middle there?
Oh, yes, very much so. I mean, that was so terrible on the offense in the first half, Colin. It was just, it was almost unwatchable. I mean, I all my years of covering Ben Roethlisberger, I've never seen a passing offense so bad. I mean, the receivers either ran the wrong routes, he couldn't throw the deep ball, he was off, or they were running the wrong routes, and then the ones they did run right, they dropped the football. It was just terrible.
What's the future for Matt Canada? Does he get another year?
I don't know. I keep saying no, but, you know, who knows with Mike Tomlin. I don't know that he's ever really fired. He's never fired an offensive coordinator, right? I think it's always been done for him.
Well, let's talk this out a little bit.
To me, isn't the big deal. The big deal is the personnel, guys they have out there playing.
Well, let's marry those two things. Let's marry those two things and talk this out a little bit. What is better suited? Because obviously they are going to be heavy Najee. They're going to be heavy Freiermuth. No matter whatever quarterback you bring in, they have two young, impressionable guys. Do they want to then have a revolving door of offensive coordinators and potentially 2 in 2 years? And if that guy doesn't work out, then you're really screwed. Or would they like the continuity even if this guy in Matt Canada isn't good? So let's marry those two topics then, Ed.
Well, you know, if you don't think he's doing the job, then it doesn't matter who's there, right? You get rid of him. If you think he was doing the job, then you keep him. You don't keep him because it's the continuity. You want bad continuity? No. You have to go find a good offensive coordinator. I don't know if Mike Tomlin's going to do that, but he should.
Should he be told that he has to do so, Ed?
No, he's the boss. If you have to start telling your coach who to hire, and I know they've done that. They did that with Arians. But if you have to start doing that, just get another coach. You know, I mean, he's the boss. You know, he's the boss of the coaches. Let him hire the coach.
But isn't
if you don't
Art,
think he's doing a good enough job, get rid of him.
Well, isn't Art Rooney his boss, though? And shouldn't Art tell Mike Tomlin occasionally?
Art's not a coach.
I get that, Ed. But doesn't he occasionally have to recenter the trajectory of the organization and say, hey,
this is what I think
needs to be done?
He has. He did it with Bruce Arians, right? And I think he introduced Todd Haley to him. But I don't know that he's done a whole lot down through the years. Now, his father did it with Chuck Knoll twice. Well, he was prevented from doing it the second time because Knoll beat him to the punch by retiring. But in '88, he went to Knoll. He said, you got to get rid of this guy and this guy, and this is what you have to do. And Chuck balked at first and then did it. So if you can do it with Noel, you can do it with anybody, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, and here's the situation that I'm hearing, not from you but from fans, and kind of the temperature of the room is this. If the Steelers stick with Matt Canada, it's them admitting, well, it's good enough, and we'll see if it works out. Much like hiring Adrian Clem into this year, much like hiring Matt Canada into this year. If they don't make seismic changes or even some changes, some fans will be turned off by the fact that, well, what are they really doing to try to get better?
You can't let the fans run the hen house. I'm sorry, Colin.
Well, have you seen the attendance this year?
Steelers have never done that. I saw the attendance in the 80s, too. It was much worse, believe me. They had crowds of 30-some thousand back then.
Ed, I'm here to tell you, I'm not as old as you. I'm 45 years old, but I can tell you this, and it might not mean as much to you, but it sure as hell means a lot to me. The approval rating of this franchise has never been lower than right now since the 80s.
Okay.
It hasn't been.
You can't – listen, the Steelers are not going to start throwing bodies out to appease the fans. It's not going to happen, and they shouldn't. That's not how they've operated since Noel arrived. It's not going to be how they do it now.
Our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. It's 7:08 this morning. Time to call Shenderovich, and Fishman, 888-98-TWINS. If it's not to appease the fans, Ed, isn't it possible that it could be based on an evaluation of, A, what the offense looked like this year? And I understand what you're saying about personnel, but very similar personnel to last year, other than your offensive line, which was completely remade. Maybe that's the excuse for Matt Canada. But conversely, on the defensive side of the ball, is it not – with that kind of talent, with Watt, with Hayward, with Fitzpatrick, should you not be a defense that doesn't average yielding, I guess, 42 points per your last three playoff games?
You named three players of a starting 11, Chris. Give me some others besides Highsmith. Give me some others that are good. In his last year, did you see him last night?
Oh, I didn't say last night specifically.
He's old. Come on, give me some more.
Okay,
who,
but wait.
Defense is any good besides those guys you mentioned?
You've got to so the other eight completely cancel out and say, well, we throw our hands up. This defense can't be any better.
Hard for a three-man defense. I can tell you that.
Well, I'll tell
you. I'm going to count four. I think Highsmith is good.
I think Adams may have earned himself a contract. Actually,
whatever Adams, you know.
I thought he made a play last night that not a lot of people.
He made one play. Let's give him $10 million.
I didn't say that. But I'll tell you where I've done a 180. I can agree with you on something. I went into last night thinking I would offer Joe Hayden a one-year deal. Now that's not even on the table. For the first time, he looked slow. He looked like he was done, and he looked like he's not even worth a one-year deal. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, and here's another one, Colin, that I thought they had assigned to, Deontay Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with him?
I think you let him play his contract out. If he can't catch the football, he's of not. That's the starting point
right.
for everything, and then you're done.
Right, right. He could have the greatest moves in the world. If the ball gets there and he drops it, what good is it?
So let's go this route.
They killed him in the first half last night. They could have scored some points in the first half if some of those receivers play a little better.
Yeah, no, the guy who's going to be your number one target can't also be the guy that drops the ball multiple times in important situations.
James Washington was the best receiver out there last night.
Yeah, and I can't imagine he's very interested in sticking around after the number of snaps he got in the second half of the season.
Nope.
Which brings to mind this question. If it's not the coordinators, if it's not the coaching, although you're not absolving them completely, I understand, but if those aren't the changes that are made this offseason – where do they go personnel-wise? Because we just got done having a conversation before you brought up Deontay about how thin they are all of a sudden in the wide receiver room. The offensive line, we know, still needs a ton of work. You've got inside linebackers that you can't trust to do much of anything. You talked about Joe Hayden, and I think we all agree he's not going to be back. So you got depth issues at corner. There's a lot of different places to go this offseason, Ed. What's your number one priority?
Welcome to the rebuilding job. My number one priority has to be a quarterback, but I don't know that they're going to go get one. But, you know, and then they may just have a bridge year here. You have to work on that line. I'm sorry. Najee Harris is a good talent, and he has nothing to show for it, basically, other than leading the league in touches. I mean, what was it, 2-point-something again last night? He didn't know where to run, nowhere. You got to start working on that offensive line. And your defensive line, all of a sudden, woo, what are you doing there?
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, though.
Step onto it. Who knows what's going on there?
Dan Moore's a fourth-round draft pick. Joe Haig, they went and got in free agency. Kendrick Green is a high draft pick. Trey Turner, they got in free agency. And Chooks and Banner, they both signed. Maybe they did work on the line and they can't identify talent.
Well, Kendrick Green is not a high draft pick at third round, and I've seen him cut fourth round draft picks. So let's not make these.
I think
guys
my
out
point stands
high
that a third round draft pick they plugged in from the first day. I think that we have a narrative in this town like they've tried to do nothing with the line. They've swung and missed with offensive linemen, Ed.
Not high. They haven't drafted one in the first two rounds in years. I mean, they ignored that. They went and gave away all that draft capital to get an inside linebacker and continued to ignore the line. I'm not talking this year. I'm talking the last few years. They knew those guys were getting old, and they did nothing.
But they do it two different ways. They paid Banner and they paid Chooks, which was idiocy. Correct. So it's okay to blame the people that had their eyes on the talent and not the talent all the time. Those guys allocated money to Chooks and Banner, and those guys can't play. They can't play. Why did they give them money then?
I don't know. Why did they give Derek Watt money and not play him? You know, it seems to be that somebody's making some mistakes in there.
Well, let me ask you this, because you brought up the quarterback as the number one priority, Ed. What do you do with that? Because I'll put you in Kevin Colbert's chair, which may be vacant after the draft. Where do you go with quarterback this offseason?
Well, the problem for them is free agency happens before the draft. So do you go out and get somebody to compete with Mason Rudolph and, let's say, Dwayne Haskins? You know, you're going to have the first quarterback competition in over 20 years here. But then you get a pick that falls to you and you take them. Now, you know, you've spent your money. Well, you're not going to spend that much money on bringing a quarterback in, and I guess you can always do what they did when Ben was coming in, make that rookie the third-string quarterback, although I think second-string is more likely. But That's what you got to do. If you don't get the rookie, you go with Rudolph, Haskins, and whoever else you think you might want to bring in to compete.
Do they do a good job of plowing your street, Ed? You one of those guys that waits for
them? They're the
them?
Greatest.
Oh, they are? Oh. Tell me about them.
Plum's good.
Oh, yeah?
They were in here in the middle of the night. Actually, they were here. I was still writing when they were coming through.
Wow.
And that's pretty good. I mean, for a neighborhood, you expect them to hit the big roads first.
Knocking it out in Plum.
Salt and plow? How do they got?
Yes, both.
Wow.
Both. Yep.
Wow. No, did they raise your taxes, though? Is that the next conversation here? Or
big headline in our local paper, no raised taxes.
Whoa. Ed's making out on all accounts. Do you take Poppy out for a walk when it's this cold and snowy? And do you have those little paw protector things for so he doesn't get salt on his paws?
Yeah, we have them. He doesn't like them.
Yeah.
He just doesn't. I'll try and take him for a walk today. I mean, they snowed the road, so I can take him on the road.
Yeah.
He'll have trouble going in the yard hopping around because he's not a tall boy.
No. Do you ever drink those tall boys?
Yeah,
I'd rather drink
boys
a tall boy. Yes. That's the way to go. All right, Ed. What a day. What a day. Off season, if you will.
Well, it's not unexpected, right?
No.
No.
I thought they'd be about a 500 team and make the playoffs and lose in the first round. So here we are.
There you go. There you go. You were right on the money. You should have bet on it.
Who's to say I didn't, Ed?
How do I know you didn't? That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Ed. We appreciate it. We'll talk
soon.
All
right, fellas.
Stay warm, Ed.
See you. Bye. It is 7:16. Time to call Shendorovich and Fishman. Why pay 40% when you could pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. Feisty Ed this morning.
He's
up and at him.
He gave us a couple.
But I think it is a misnomer they haven't addressed the line. They did. They just paid the wrong people.
They just didn't do a decent job. Well, again, I think they got caught behind in what they thought the process was going to be. I think they thought they'd have DeCastro and maybe even Pouncey for another year. And when they didn't, those are the two biggest pieces on that line, right?
Whoever decided to pay Chooks and Banner is out of their mind.
Especially Banner, because as much as I like Zach, if you're going to pay somebody that much, they better be able to get on the field.
I mean, right, not get on the field and be bad. Like, he didn't even get on the field.
Right.
Didn't even play.
And the Derek Watt contract, I mean, come on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.